from ABC News. I'm Richard Cantu. Arizona lawmakers continue trying to repeal the state's Civil War-era abortion ban revived by the state Supreme Court. One chamber of the legislature has now greenlit a repeal.
Three Republicans joined Democrats in Arizona's House to pass the bill to repeal the 1860s-era abortion ban. The final vote was 32-28. Until now, Republicans had successfully blocked the bill for 2 weeks. The bill now needs to go to the Senate, which is gaveled out until next Wednesday. Two Republican senators have already said they will support the repeal effort. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Arizona is charging 11 Republicans with fraud and other counts. Alleged fake electors accused of signing a document stating Donald Trump beat Joe Biden in Arizona in 2020 when, in reality, he lost. The president signed the $95 billion foreign aid package.
It's going to make America safer. It's going to make the world safer. And it continues America's leadership in the world, and everyone knows it.
There's money for Ukraine, Israel, Taiwan, and U.S. Indo-Pacific allies.
It gives vital support to America's partners so they can defend themselves against threats to their sovereignty and to the lives and freedom of their citizens. And it's an investment in our own security.
The Army Corps of Engineers says they've cleared enough wreckage of Baltimore's Francis Scott Key Bridge so that 80% of the ships using the port will be able to pass in and out starting Thursday. Army Secretary Christine Wormuth.
Reopening this channel is about, you know, getting $100 billion worth of economic activity for the country turned back on again.
A federal judge in New York City sentenced longtime U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration agent John Costanza Jr. to 4 years in the penitentiary for leaking DEA intelligence to defense lawyers that authorities say jeopardized drug cases and the lives of confidential informants. You're listening to ABC News. Proof of life. Hamas released video of Israeli-American captive Hirsch Goldberg Polan.
Hirsch sitting upright, his hair shaved and missing part of that left arm. Hirsch's parents, John and Rachel, relieved that their son is still alive.
Seeing a video of Hirsch today is overwhelming.
He can be heard saying, "Mum, Dad, Libby, Orly, I love you very much. I miss you very much. And I think of you every day that I'm here. I need you to stay strong for me and not stop fighting."
ABC's Tom Sufi Burridge. Retirement? That's something mom and dad did.
About a quarter of respondents age 50 and older to an AARP survey who are still working say they don't plan to ever quit. Some say they enjoy their jobs and they see no reason to leave them. But almost three quarters of respondents say they're worried about prices rising faster than their income.
ABC's Daria Albinger. A major group representing business interests isn't going to let the government end non-compete clauses, not without a fight. Here's ABC's Brian Clark.
The U.S. Chamber of Commerce has sued the Federal Trade Commission in federal court in Texas, saying the FTC's new ban on non-compete employment agreements is far too significant to be decided by one agency. This should be a question for Congress. The Federal Trade Commission says the clauses that prevent workers from joining another company or working in a certain proximity for a period of time stifle economic growth and drive down wages. Brian Clark, ABC News.
And I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
We've got the exclusive view behind the table. Every day, right after the show, while the topics are still hot, the ladies go deeper into the moments that make the view, the view. The Views Behind the Table podcast. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.